Yesterday on Ozarks, we told you that the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport Board of Directors recently approved a new master plan for the airport. Ozarks at-large's Timothy Dennis tells us that while the plan has many potential projects lined up for the next 20 years, there are a few proposals that could be built sooner rather than later.
Kelly Johnson is the executive director of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. She says that there are a couple of projects that airport officials hope to complete in the near term.
The two largest projects will be the access road and a parking deck for the facility. Down the road, certainly a second concourse that mirrors the first concourse, but that isn't in the near or midterm planning horizon based on what's going on in the industry right now. Everything is in a constant state of flux with the way the air carriers do business. For instance, when we opened, the regional jet was all the rage. Well, now the airlines are parking the regional jets, and they're bringing in bigger regional jets with higher seating capacities that get better fuel mileage. So where you might at one time have had 10 flights a day to one city, you may well be down to 5 or 6 because they're adding more seats with larger aircraft and less frequency.
She says that of the two big projects, the access road will bring a slew of tangible benefits to the airport.
Well, certainly ingress and egress from the facilities is very important to us, and having a better multimodal transportation connectivity will allow us to look at some other perhaps things we can do on the property to develop industrial issues, freight cargo operations. Without a good, reliable multimodal ground access, it's sort of hard to go out and market. So that'll open a lot of doors for us, as well as the public coming to and from the facilities.
Similarly, Johnson says that a parking deck would bring quite a few benefits as well.
Certainly covered parking would be a wonderful amenity to have. Our ready return parking for our rental car companies who do a lot of business at XNA is limited to 248 spaces, and we can't deck where their parking lot is located for construction reasons. It's not constructible due to the closeness to the existing building, future expansion plan for the existing building, and then the invisible surfaces from the airfield that we've got to stay below. So ready return parking in the parking deck for our rental cars is a great plus for us. We think that the rental car companies are very excited about that possibility of improving their service and having more ready return closer to the terminal building.
If the master plan is fully realized, Johnson says that the cost would be several hundred million dollars, with a large portion of that cost devoted to those two projects.
The access road is over $30 million, and then the parking deck is around that same number. So you're looking at a lot of other smaller projects that may or may not be done based on demand. Certainly, we won't go out and build T-hangers if we don't have a demand for T-hangers. We wouldn't go out and build additional parking if we didn't have a demand for additional parking. We won't go out and build additional wash facilities for our rental car companies unless we have a need for those. So what you want to do is put everything in there that you can think of that may be a need somewhere in that 20-year planning horizon, but you only pull the trigger on those projects when there's a need and there's funding available.
She says that airport officials are looking at a few different ways of funding the parking deck and access road projects.
Certainly, we'll look at the parking deck from a bonding perspective, using the fees that are generated through the use of the deck, as well as customer facility charges, which are generated on our rental car contracts to help offset the cost of that deck. The roadway, we're looking at different ways to look at toll or access fees to help offset the cost of that roadway.
But aside from those two large projects, Johnson says that there are other potential large projects that could happen further down the line.
Certainly, the second runway is not in the near-term or mid-term planning horizon. Our air service volume, basically the usability and the frequency of use of the runway, nowhere near mirrors the requirements that FAA looks for to go ahead and justify the addition of that other runway. That's one of the reasons why we want to put it there, though, is just due to the fact that somewhere down the road it will be necessary. So we do want that in the planning document for the out years.
In addition, Johnson says that an economic impact analysis of the airport was conducted as part of the new master plan. She says that the rollover value of the airport's existence to the local economy impacts more than 4,700 jobs directly or indirectly, and that the airport has a direct and indirect impact of more than $380 million on the area economy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.